We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki Davis is here. She's our guest today, and we're talking about the various things that are going on in this world. It continues to be the 29th of May, 2010, and before the at the end of the last hour, I was talking about some of the stuff that's been going on in the Gulf, and we have all these... all these toxins that are being put into the Gulf when various things could be done that would be much less toxic. All of this is going on at a time right before hurricane season. We know hurricanes suck up water from the Gulf, rain it on the land. What's going to happen here when this hurricane, when these hurricanes, And they're saying that there's going to be a monster hurricane season. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a Reuters article in front of me right now from just yesterday. Looming monster hurricane season menaces agriculture. They say the worst hurricane season since 2005 could hit hard the main agricultural export region of the United States and hurt various crops growing around the Atlantic Basin and Caribbean Sea. The Port of New Orleans, devastated by Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and the port of South Louisiana, some 30 miles upstream from the city, are the main agricultural export ports of the U.S. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration on Thursday issued its first forecast for the hurricane season, which begins on Tuesday, projecting 14 to 23 named storms. Now, how would they know the number, ladies and gentlemen? Unless it's being engineered someplace. Oh, you're a conspiracy nut. Am I really? Do we ever really know what the whole situation in HAARP in Alaska is all about? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm a conspiracy kook because I say they can control the weather, then you need to do some research. We have an entire section up on the website. You go to governamerica.com on the left-hand side. On weather control. Actually, it's elsewhere on the page as well. Whether we like it or not is what it's called. And there's a lot more that needs to be added to that section. The point of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, as James McCanney, he's an astrophysicist, he says that the technology was developed to steer hurricanes. What's going on here? As they predict 14 to 23 named storms. And the hurricane season hasn't even started yet. How do they know this? We'll be back here in a moment, folks. We've got to take another break. On the other side, we still have Vicki on the line. And Jeff in Massachusetts is waiting in the wings as well. Stay with us. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. And I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, but she looked a little worried and weak.
All right, I'm going to kill the music here. Welcome back to the show. Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website. Vicki Davis is here. Her website is channelingreality.com, and we have her on the line, and also Jeff in Massachusetts. We'll get to you in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to share this from the EU Times also, because before the break I was talking about how they were predicting now a monster hurricane season. They already have the number of named storms, ladies and gentlemen. 14 to 23 named storms, they're saying. How would they know this? How would they know this? Before the season even starts. But the EU Times says toxic oil spill rains could destroy North America. They say a dire report prepared for President Medvedev by Russia's National Ministry of Natural Resources is warning today, and this is May 24th, that the British Petroleum oil and gas leak in the Gulf of Mexico is about to become the worst environmental catastrophe in all of human history, threatening the entire eastern half of the North American continent with, quote, total destruction. Russian scientists are basing their apocalyptic destruction assessment due to BP's use of millions of gallons of the chemical dispersal agent known as Corexit 9500, which is being pumped directly into the leak of this wellhead over a mile under the Gulf of Mexico waters, and designed, this report says, to keep hidden from the American public the full and tragic extent of this leak that is now estimated to be over 2.9 million gallons a day. Now, my understanding is, supposedly, they got this thing stopped. who knows what to believe. They say the dispersal agent corrects at 9500 is a solvent originally developed by Exxon and now manufactured by now called holding company of Naperville, Illinois, that is four times more toxic than oil. They say oil is toxic at 11 parts per million, Corex at 9500 at only 2.61 parts per million. And a report written by Anita George Aris and James Clark for Exxon Biomedical Sciences Incorporated titled Acute Aquatic Toxicity of Three Corexit Products, an overview. Corexit 9500 was found to be one of the most toxic dispersal agents ever developed. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This is what they've used in the Gulf of Mexico. Even worse, they say, according to this report, with higher water temperatures like those now occurring in the Gulf of Mexico, its toxicity grows. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, is in discovering BP's use of this dangerous dispersal agent, ordered BP to stop using it, but BP refused, stating that their only alternative to Corexit 9500 was an even more dangerous dispersal agent known as Seabrat 4. Now, from what I've been reading here, you know, this past couple of weeks, what they've done in the past is just simply use hay to soak up oil spills. I guess there was one in 1969 that they used hay, and it evidently was very effective. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can't help but believe, for some reason, that these people want to kill everything in the Gulf of Mexico. And now we have these dire predictions from these Russian scientists saying that this whole thing could end up destroying. What's the ramifications going to be on this? Let's go ahead and go. Vicki, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, anytime you want to jump in there and add anything, you're certainly welcome to do so.
Well, I've been thinking about it. It's I watched a guy testify who was the supervisor on that rig, and just listening to the guy, I would say he was not qualified to be the supervisor on that rig. And so I think that this was intentional. They did it intentionally. Now, I don't know if BP management did it, but somebody on that rig did it intentionally. And if you look at the whole thing that's going on with sustainable development and the concept that they want to get us out of cars and into sustainable communities, it makes perfect
sense.
Well,
it goes right along with the agenda, because Obama's already talking about, you know, more and more restrictions. Evidently, he introduced more and more restrictions on offshore drilling, and I guess I was reading something this morning, I saw the headline on it anyway, that coastal drilling as well. You know, so we're going to have more and more restrictions put on our oil drilling. And I think, you know, even as we were talking about before, a week or two ago, I think it was last week, we were all talking about you and John and myself about how BP, they've changed the name of their, the letters of their company stand for British Petroleum, but they're changing it to mean Beyond Petroleum.
Yeah, rebranding the company because they're going into, yeah, and
it sounds insane, because on the one hand you think, well, their whole business model is oil, it's petroleum, but when you consider every single one of these energy companies have their own environmental sustainability plan, and they're moving further and further towards so-called alternative fuels, at least this is supposedly the goal. I don't know if they're ever going to get there. I think it's a lot of saber rattling. But it's Agenda 21 is what it's all about.
Well, let me tell you what. Now this is analysis based on observation, but I haven't seen anybody else write about it. Mm-hmm. But I know that pools of money were accumulated via the stock market, and it may have even been the hedge funds, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they bought companies and destroyed them. Well, McKinsey and Company is one of them.
Okay.
They're consultants. When they go into a company, they're like a Trojan horse. And, they get into the company one way or another and basically destroy the company. That was done with Morrison Knutson, I know, here in Idaho. And I can't list, a lot of firms for you because I really didn't make an effort to, except for McKinsey and Company, because I've noticed them two or three or four times, in these demolitions of corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand that the government policy was supply chain, then those supply chains are monopolies, and if you're doing things for efficiency and to gain control of the economy and the country so that you can change the whole paradigm of living to sustainable development, it all makes sense in a very distorted and twisted way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting.
That you would buy, that you would destroy corporations. And an oil company, naturally, would be one that you'd want to destroy if your goal was sustainable development.
Well, they're moving to, it's almost like they're shifting their business model. And, I'm not really sure how all this is going to play out in the end. Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, but just seems like all of our fuels that we've traditionally used are being demonized. We had that coal thing back some weeks ago with the coal mine disaster, and it came out after that happened, and that was the company that was involved there was Massey, but one, and I guess from reading and hearing about this whole thing, they were a pretty unscrupulous company. I mean, they were pretty nasty to their workers, and a lot of people were afraid of them who worked for them in the coal industry. So people wouldn't speak out against them. But one of the things that did come out of that whole thing was that there was a federal regulator, a federal inspector that went in and changed the ventilation plan, and they said that made it so confusing. So I don't know, it just seems like all of our fuel resources are being demonized today.
Yeah, because look at the regional planning. Look at how the Agenda 21 and the regional planning associations, mega cities, how they plan on they're redesigning life in the United States. I mean, the fact is that our country has gone communist. The people that are running our country are communist,
mm-hmm.
And you can call them fascist. I don't care what you call them. But they are planners. They are centrally planning our life in this country, and it's going to be a police state. And they are reducing population at the same time. And just like the Soviets did in Russia, they murdered millions of people when they did their redesign of life in Russia when they had the the revolution over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's really what's happening. That's the bottom line.
That's right.
And so, it doesn't matter whether you look at the oil industry or housing or what they're doing in your neighborhoods. It's all central planning. It's being implemented, and these people are monsters. Bottom
yes.
line.
Yeah, and people need to have a paradigm shift and realize that, these people are not your friends. And your party is not in office because there's only one party. And they
That's
work
right.
in tandem for the destruction of this country and our freedoms. Hey, Vicki, we've already talked ourselves up to another break. When we come back, when we have a couple of callers on the line, I promise we will take your call after the break. We have Jeff in Massachusetts, David in San Francisco. So stay with us, folks, as we continue with Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is her website. Check out all of her excellent research. She connects the dots very well. ChannelingReality.com and 800-313-9443 is our number. We'll be back.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in. That's 800-313-9443, and we have a couple of callers on the line right now. We'll get to you in just a moment. First of all, I want to tell real quickly that RVN's having a pledge drive, ladies and gentlemen, and anybody who'd like to donate, that's certainly very appreciated. We have to keep networks like this on the air. As I started with the show today, we have a growing audience. We have a growing base of people who are starting to wake up in this country. So now is definitely not the time to back down. Now is the time to step it up a notch. This whole thing is coming to a head. The other side is moving very rapidly. Unfortunately for them, and very fortunately for us, they moved a little bit too rapidly. And consequently, it's waking up a lot of people. And a lot of people are angry. And this is a perfect time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to get these people oriented in the right direction to educate them. And so certainly RBN and networks like RBN help to accomplish that end. And so I encourage you to support this network, Republic Broadcasting. Anybody who'd like to donate, you can certainly call 800-724-2719 during office hours. That's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And after hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. Once again, that's 800-724-2719 to donate to the network. during business hours and anytime at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, also, they got business cards, generic business cards, $10 per 100. That includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. All for $10 you can get that. And if you already have a copy of the movie, the documentary, you can pass that along to somebody who needs to see it as well. So very important value, and at the same time, you're helping the network. Once again, the number, 800-724-2719 or republicbroadcasting.org anytime. All right. Before I talk ourselves out of time again, I want to go back to the phone lines. Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, is here. And the number is 800-313-9443. That's the number to call in. And let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Jeff. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Well, thanks for holding on there.
not a problem. Well, Vicki, you are on target when you say America is communist. And you know what? We don't have Barack Obama. We have Robert Mugabe in office. With that said, as far as the BP oil disaster is concerned, you guys should listen to Steve Quayle and Hawk on the Thursday program. You can find it at his archives. Mm-hmm. Because there's an angle that was presented, which I didn't really think of, which is this oil disaster could be used to get people out of the East Coast, to get them out of the cities and into FEMA camps. And Greg Ebertson was on Hawk's program and was pretty darn good. Now here's another angle, which is. And this is on the table. Do you guys think that was some kind of terrorist attack, whether it was done by us or by North Korea or anybody else? Because I could easily see the North Koreans attacking this, and then the Russians using scalar weapons to croak this country. It's an angle I thought of, but. But you know, this actually does fit in with Agenda 21.
Yeah, let me stop you there for just a moment. I personally don't believe it was a so-called terrorist attack by North Korea. There's too many things that they were doing to enable this. I talked about on the show about how. The guy who regulates that, who's supposed to be coordinating the federal response, for instance, he went to the Grand Canyon whitewater rafting with his wife.
That's sick.
You know, I mean, so this is the priority that we have here. And, you know, one of the things that they do, and we saw this with the Katrina fiasco, is they always hide behind incompetence. You know, they try to pretend like, hey, this is, you know, just another accident. Hey, we just, we're a bunch of bumbling idiots. We just can't get it all together, you know. And they haven't done anything to try to help clean this mess up. And in fact, what they've done is made the problem worse by putting all these toxins in the Gulf when they could have done other things to clean this situation up. So if this is an operation, and we can't say dogmatically that it is, I don't think.
Me either.
But there's an awful lot of circumstantial evidence. It just doesn't smell right.
Well, you know what? A few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I read that the Chinese had a submarine that could run silent that couldn't be picked up by our radar. Now, that was quite a long time ago, but, I mean, that's a possibility, too. Because who would benefit from us not using oil? China, because that's where all the production is. That's the way the global central planners have planned economic development. China gets all the production.
Okay, hold it right there, Vicki and Jeff. And also I think we have David. My screen's refreshing right now. David in San Francisco. We will get to you after the break. Stay with us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki Davis is here. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki Davis from ChannelingReality.com is here, and she's done a lot of excellent research. I highly encourage you to check out her website, ChannelingReality.com. And also, we have callers. Jeff in Massachusetts is on the line, David in San Francisco. And by the way, Jeff,
yes?
I'm talking to the board op, Jeff. For some reason, my call screen has gone blank.
Oh, wow.
So if you can, I don't know if you've got a problem there at your end or if it's at my end, but anyway, if you can maybe do something about that or check that, I'd appreciate it. Okay. Well, so awesome. Anyway, before the break, Vicki, I don't know if you finished your thoughts on China.
Yeah, I did. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, yes, I'm right here. Now, as far as China's concerned, you know, China got all of our technology, so the silent submarines that they do have come from us. And you know, China would actually benefit from the destruction of our oil. And you know what? I mean, think about it for a moment. If Americans were forced out of cities and out of places because of this environmental spill, they would actually be killing a couple of birds with one stone. And then they could put people of the East Coast and so forth and the Southeast Coast, the Southeast Coast, in the FEMA camps, then they can screen them and see what they believe in. I mean, Obama is a hard red Marxist like Robert Mugabe, and the number one word is collectivism. And there's other callers on the line, and I thank you for having me on the show, guys, and have a good one.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. You know, one of the things I want to say to the audience, too, is that, you know, it sounds very far out there if you're a new listener to talk about FEMA camps and everything like that. But we know that, what was it? Vicki, do you recall, was it Halliburton or KBR that got the contract to build them things? I know I'm putting you on.
Yeah, I don't really.
It was one of those, I think it was Halliburton, if I'm not mistaken. They got a contract to do that. We'll have to dig that back up again. But these things are, you can document that as well, ladies and gentlemen, with research. Let's go back to the phone lines and let's talk to David in San Francisco. And my screen is up again. Thank you very much, Jeff. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. David, thanks for holding on.
Hey, how are you, Darren?
I'm well, thank
you. Yeah, I, let's see, when your screen came up, I felt brighter all of a sudden. So. Hey, you know, that previous caller, I couldn't disagree with him more. And by the way, you were asking whether or not it was Halliburton or KBR.
Uh-huh.
Halliburton owns KBR, so you're right.
Well,
on both counts.
I think they used to. I don't know if they still do.
I mean, that ugly company has moved offshore. So now they're based in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they're not even an American company anymore. And the fact that they get top secret contracts, they're building our military bases, they're supplying our soldiers with everything from laundry and food to top secret weapons, and they're managing our death camps that are, you know, these top secret prison camps and all of this
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. You know, if you just look at it, it's organized crime. It's not, you know, communism. I mean, in fact, if you look at the history of someone like Joseph Stalin, it's more plain that organized crime, that Joseph Stalin was someone more tied to organized crime than having any belief in communism. In fact, I remember reading a book I got in a yard sale once. It was written actually by a communist that was born in 1905. The book was called Out of the Night by a guy, it wasn't John Voltine. His last name started with a V, though. And he wrote this book. He was talking about how Joseph Stalin, how all of the best communists who were in Germany and trying to fight Hitler in the underground and in leading up to Hitler's worst rise, that all of the best communists were called back to Moscow, where Joseph Stalin would have them killed. So Joseph Stalin was not even admired by communists before Hitler. So, you know, he was a terrifying creature that had more beholding to organized crime. His kids were smuggling diamonds and doing all sorts of enormous crimes, and they had top secrecy, you know, the security state to keep them protected. So, you know, if you look at Halliburton and you look at Kellogg Brown and Root, KBR,
mm-hmm.
It's more plain that what their operation is organized crime. But
I don't disagree with you on the organized crime thing, but you don't think Obama's a communist?
No, because he's part of a group called the. Do you remember John Tower?
Yes.
You may not be old enough for him.
No, I remember him.
Yeah, he was. Would you call him a communist? I mean, that guy was more organized crime. Also, he was part of what's called the Democratic Leadership Conference, and the DLC is what Obama comes from. Obama is. As you may remember, I'm a Green Party guy. I really have no respect for these guys. You know, I'm more of an environmentalist, and
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact, you know, the reason I called, if you've been watching C-SPAN in the last few days, they've been running hearings about what happened in this offshore thing. The Gulf of Mexico business.
I think Vicki was watching that. I don't have cable.
Well, you'll be able to get it. I've kept a copy on a VCR. I'm sure somebody will be able to send you a DVD of this.
Anyway, what was the
Basically, the company was so stingy and there are hundreds of different ways that they screwed up. In some cases, they were trying to have a victory party that day, and they wanted to clear the decks so they could have a victory party, and so they were forcing the operators of the drilling rig to work on a fast pace and to ignore safety regulations and to not swap out hoses and to do all sorts of different things. Then, and so they wanted to have a victory party and then move the whole drilling operation some distance down the coast so they could start another operation. They were simply stingy as a company, and they were there's the insurance scam is also apparently a big aspect of it, because the the Transocean, the drilling company that
own the rig,
was doing the operation, their whole drilling rig was only worth $200 million, but they've been paid $450 million. So there's something enormously wrong with an insurance company that would pay you more than twice as much for the loss of a feature of it. So it might be that the one company is blackmailing BP because they knew that BP was so mismanaging the operation that they told their crew to bypass all sorts of safety operations just for a victory party. And
well, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting what you're talking about, the victory party. There were officials that actually came to the rig the day of.
Right.
The day of. And that may be what you're alluding to, which were the victory party you're talking about, I think, is the fact that they hadn't had any safety incidents in the last, oh, how many ever years that the rig was in operation. So I found that rather ironic. You know, here they are talking about how great it is, their safety record, and then that very day, the thing blows up.
Yeah, I know. It's
on by the way, it was Adolf Hitler's birthday.
I have some comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
To throw in here. The DLC is partnered with the tech industry, and it's the DLC that put the politicians in office who set up the whole system for the redesign of our government, for the computer systems that are being implemented. And, you know, I know you're from San Francisco, and San Francisco is the hotbed of where the environmentalism originates. A lot of this stuff originates from San Francisco. And it makes no sense for an oil company to commit suicide unless they had Trojan people on the inside, just as I said, you know, or the communist Chinese, because there's a whole lot of money involved in destroying our economy. They're making a lot of money destroying our economy.
First of all, when you say that, you know, if San Francisco is the hotbed of environmentalism, no. Wherever you have a hazardous waste spill, you're going to have a hotbed of environmentalism. If you go down to Kingston, Tennessee, where they had that massive coal ash spill that was 130 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez. This was about a year and a half ago. And Al Gore, this is in Tennessee, 130 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez, and Al Gore to this day has done nothing to have that thing cleaned up. So, you know, the people of the Tennessee River are environmentalists at this point, because they're getting poisoned every day with cadmium and arsenic and lead and mercury and radioactive isotopes. And Al Gore is not there to protect them.
Al Gore is a shill.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's actually a member of the DLC. And for Vicky's comment about the DLC, you know, you've got these various people who are invested in different things. You know, some people are invested in eyeglass frames, some are invested in shoelaces, some are invested in oil, and some are invested in high tech. People like John Tower and Sam Nunn and who was also a DLC member, these guys, you know, they thought that maybe getting invested in high tech was an angle that they should go in, while some people are invested in tanks and bombs.
David, I'm going to have to move on here. We have another caller here, but I appreciate the call. You know, the thing is, as far as Obama being a communist, All you have to do is look at his association, ladies and gentlemen. And I maintain that if it barks like a, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, I mean, he's come out with his policies and he has advocated nationalizing, well, he's nationalized health care, which is a massive chunk of the American economy, getting bigger all the time as more and more people get sick. He's nationalized the automobile industry in part. He's in the process of nationalizing banks and controlling that. He has been a huge advocate of redistribution of wealth programs. He's done more on that, I think, than any other president.
Yeah. Well, San Francisco was one of the lead cities by the U.S. Conference of Mayors in what the cities have done is the major international cities where the, you know, huge populations are, they have an organization and they are the ones that are really driving sustainable development in this country. And I would remind everybody that Mikhail Gorbachev was at the Presidio, and he was invited to be at the Presidio to work on the planning for sustainable development for the United States.
There you go.
On the President's Council for Sustainable Development during the Clinton administration.
And Mikhail Gorbachev has been on the record repeatedly as saying, we, the Soviet people, are not going to move away from communism. We want more communism. We want more socialism. I mean, he's not a you know, born-again American constitutionalist. So
right.
He's all in line with this.
Right, and as far as Stalin is concerned, I watched a BBC presentation about Stalin, and Stalin did kill off all the engineers. I'm sure that's who this guy was referring to, because the engineers are the systems engineers are the ones who do all of this planning, and they are planning us right into a virtual prison system.
Yep, absolutely. Let's go back to the phone lines. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go back to my home state here in Michigan, and let's talk to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I love RBN. What you're talking about today with the oil, I'll call it an oil volcano. It's not an oil leak and it's not an oil spill. It's an underground oil
yes.
volcano that was turned loose.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is that how much is not being covered in the news. I really do believe that there are weather wars going
yes.
on right now. And I'll start very briefly with Rhode Island being flooded and destroyed a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the flood in Nashville, which got about 15 minutes of news coverage. I don't have TV, so I'll get all my information from the net. But there's one YouTube video that's documenting the Nashville flood and the fact that the major media did not cover it. But what I just came across, because I have a friend of mine who leads tour groups to Europe, two
yeah.
weeks ago, four European capitals were flooded. Vienna, Austria, Budapest, Hungary, Prague in the Czech Republic, and they've just evacuated 100,000 people out of Warsaw, Poland because of flooding,
mm-hmm.
and now you've got earthquakes starting
yeah.
in January with Haiti, Chile, Indonesia, Taiwan, Ecuador, Guatemala, and now you've got the volcanoes. So I believe all of these countries that have the capability are involved in destroying the environments and all part of Agenda 21, relocating people, making areas uninhabitable to live, and if they create the hurricanes, which is going to move all of this oil way inland, oil rain, you're not going to get rid of it, and so they're just going to make vast areas of this country, from the Gulf all the way up through the East Coast, uninhabitable, and people are going to have to be moved somewhere.
Yeah, you know, and Chapter 7 of Agenda 21 deals with sustainable development, human settlement, and you know, relocating people from one area to the other, relocating displaced populations. It's in there. But
yeah.
You know, and we're almost up to break time again, you know, Mark, but I wanted to elaborate a little bit on that. Folks, we have the document, the Air Force document, Owning the Weather in 2025, where they talk about controlling the weather. Now, they never tell us what they're doing or what they have the capability of doing until they're long after have already implemented this thing. But if you read that Air Force document, they've been experimenting with the weather for many, many, many years. And this is a reality. And we've never had more catastrophes. China's been very open about their weather modification activities. We never hear anything in the United States, which is much more supposedly technologically advanced than the communist country. We got to take another break here. We'll continue with Mark and Vicki Davis and also Jim in Atlanta. We'll be back here in a moment.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Let's go back to the phone. Vicki, did you have anything you wanted to say before we go back to the phones?
No, go ahead. Go back.
Okay, the phone number, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and let's go to Atlanta and talk to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Hey there. Hey there, Darren Weeks. Great show today.
Thank you.
I just happened to be going through some of my old files here the other day, and it's funny, I was listening to your show this morning, and you brought up Al Gore. I don't know whether people realize the connection that he has to a communist-run company out of, actually out of Russia. It was Arm & Hammer. And Arm & Hammer actually put his father, who was nothing more than a little political hayseed up there in Tennessee, put him into the Congress. And this paper that I'm reading from here, excuse my reading here once in a while, but Arm & Hammer's mother, Rose, and his father, Julius, were the founders of the American Communist Party in 1919. In their possession, in some of their artifacts that they've made available to the public, is a signed picture of Lenin, and it was autographed in 1921 by Lenin himself, and he only gave it to people who were helping the Communist Party. Also, during any of this, you know, political kind of moves, it shows in here how they were affiliated with Israel. Arm & Hammer is pictured here with Al Gore Sr. on the 50th anniversary, opening the art galleries that were selling actually the stolen paintings and whatever from the Tsar in Russia. And so, you know, when the fellow mentioned back year, a couple of callers ago about it being organized crime, in a way it really was, because part of this communist movement is sort of organized crime. I mean,
well, I think he was kind of discounting the fact that Obama's a communist. You know, but,
oh, you think he was? Oh.
Well, that's what he said.
I completely agree. Communism is not a political philosophy. It's an organized crime ring.
Yeah.
And what they do is collectivization in order to steal and take the property of all of the people, the property and the resources.
Well, and when you study the Talmud, like I have over 30 years, that's in their writings, that's what their job is, to take the gold and silver from the goyim. And, of course, the goyim are us. We're the cattle.
Well, another thing about Al Gore is in the 1990s, Al Gore is tied into the DLC, and he signed about 17 agreements. He had a commission, the Chernomayan, I can't say the guy's name, but he's a Russian. Mm-hmm. And anyway, he signed 17 agreements with the Soviets. Hold on, I've got to switch phones.
Okay.
For,
Vicki, hold your thoughts right there. We got the top of the hour break. Are you still there, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on, both of you, and okay. Let's go ahead and take the break. And then when we come back, we'll continue with your thoughts there, Vicki, okay?
Okay.
Folks, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're going to get into some of Vicki's research. You know, we started this discussion about her research about stalking horses. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here in this coming hour. Stay with us, and your phone calls are still welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com is her website. Check out all of her great research. And we'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
With recent internet.